in the last 20, 30 years, it has now become a widely shared view among elites in both parties, if you look at both platforms, that parents ought to have some say over where their children go to school, and that that competition for children is making schools better.
What is at the very top of your education reform list?
Well, my highest priority is expanding school choice. But I'm very agnostic about what form that choice must take. I think there are lots of different ways of expanding the number and quality of choices that parents have.
So you want tax credits, vouchers, charter schools, magnet schools.
Right, you know. Right. To me, which form it takes is largely a matter of political convenience. Mm-hmm. And I think there are some forms of choice that are likely to be more educationally effective, more likely to be more equitably available. And so I have my preferences, but I just want to do whatever is politically feasible for expanding the choices and not only so that parents have more options, but also so that people working in the school system have more meaningful accountability for results. That is, people don't like it, they leave.
What are what are the big benefits of school choice?
Right. Well, the big benefits are that it allows people to get the type of education they need for them. So we're not all the same. We don't all have the same goals for what our education should be. And choice allows us to customize. That's one big benefit. Second big benefit is that choice and competition help improve average quality and hold down costs. And both of those are badly needed as well.
What are the big obstacles to expanding the palette of school choice?
I actually think that we're making huge progress. I think if we look at what intellectual opinion was among elites 20, 30 years ago, it was that parents were just bad choosers. That they just didn't know what a good education was, and that it was the role of elites to usher people into the right schools that did the right things for them. So even when there was choice like magnet schools 30 years ago, these were schools that were structured entirely to produce a composition that elites wanted. And in the last 20, 30 years, it has now become a widely shared view among elites in both parties, if you look at both platforms, that parents ought to have some say over where their children go to school, and that that competition for children is making schools better. And so the range of choices have expanded with this. We now have, a huge number of charter schools when 20 years ago we had none.
Right.
More than two dozen tax credit and voucher programs around the country, still with a relatively small number of students. The biggest area where I think we've been held back, actually, is in the consolidation of school districts. Districts have gotten bigger,
right,
even in the last 20, 30 years.
I mean, as it seems, everything else in American life and business and culture is decentralizing. We're still seeing a centralization,
right,
of education.
Right. In districts, but we're seeing a decentralization with charter schools and with tax credits and vouchers.
What are the big obstacles to broadening school choice?
Well, the biggest obstacle is the teacher union and their political allies. They would be hurt by expanded choice and competition because it would put pressure on them to improve quality and it would shrink resources available for their own benefit.
What's the political calculus to turn it around where parents and taxpayers are more in charge?
Well, the calculus is that every victory is permanent and every defeat is temporary, so that when choice is expanded, it's very hard to take it away from people because once they have it, they like it and want to and fight to keep it. The advantage that the unions have is that they're well organized and highly interested in preventing new choice programs, and potential future beneficiaries of those choice programs don't know who they are not organized, and can't advocate for them. So it takes an entrepreneur, a policy entrepreneur, to introduce a new choice program, to engage in the fight necessary to expand it. But then once it's made available, it tends to create its own political support and its own demand for additional choices.
Great. Jay Green, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.